VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Crime Prevention 101 with host Susan Bartlestone. We're so happy you've joined us this weekend. Over the next hour, you'll learn the tips, tricks, and vital information that'll help you keep yourself confident and safe. Now, here's the host of Crime Prevention 101, Susan Bartlestone.
And hello, 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 everybody. And yes, indeed, this is Crime Prevention 101, and this is indeed Susan Bartlestone. Welcome you in again. Oh, my God, I'm so excited about this show today. Remember the old commercial, "Only her hairdresser knows for sure"? Well, sometimes women, and the majority of domestic violence women victims are women, sometimes women develop a closer and more trusting relationship with their hairstylist than they have with their family and their friends. And it's been a fact that they will confide domestic abuse to a hairdresser first. Now, on today's show, I'm going to be talking about that very topic and about what hairstylists all over the country are doing to combat the social epidemic of domestic violence. And I'm telling you, this show is going to blow you away. Or maybe that's blow dry you away. And please forgive me, I know that was a bad pun. I just couldn't resist it. But this is a serious subject. This is the last also in a series of shows that I'll be doing commemorating October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but it, of course, is not going to be the last show on domestic violence. Now, before I introduce my guest today, this program is also the last program commemorating Crime Prevention Awareness Month. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about some crime prevention issues very quickly. First of all, if any of you missed my program on October 18th, on identity theft, when I interviewed Todd Davis from LifeLock, please go back to the archives and listen to that program. It was way too important a program to miss. Also, October 31st coming up is Halloween, and I have some tips for adults on Halloween, just really quickly. Now, Halloween, we always think of tips in terms of keeping the children safe that are trick-or-treating, but think about it. Halloween is the time of the one day where people come knocking on your door and you pretty much open your door without any hesitation at all. It's also the time if you're out and about on the street where trick-or-treaters and people are walking around with masks on, carrying swords and knives and guns that really look like the real thing, and conversely, criminals are out there walking around with masks and knives and swords and in costume, and they're unidentifiable. What better time for muggers or rapists to prowl looking for victims? So we've got to have caution, and I have a tip sheet that's going to be posted on my website, Halloween Safety Tip Sheets for Adults. Just one or two tips I want to talk about. Make sure that you're home. If you're home with the trick-or-treaters, make sure that all your lights and exterior lights are on, that the house isn't dark. Look through your peephole before opening your door. And if that child looks too tall to be a legitimate trick-or-treater, you know, or if something doesn't seem right, don't open that door. Just pretend that you're not home. Make sure that all your windows and doors are locked. You might want to set up some items on your windowsill so that it'll make noise if anybody breaks in, and you'll hear it. If you're out and about walking in the streets, and there you got all those people dressed up in costumes, not every adult walking about is accompanying a child trick-or-treating, make sure you've got your cell phone for quick communication. Stay on well-lit streets and try to stay on well-trafficked streets. Carry your pepper spray. If anything happens, you got something that you can use to defend yourself. And don't forget, there's tips for using pepper spray on my website. I've got a lot more Halloween tips for you. just make sure you go to my DearSafetySolutions.com website for the whole tip sheet. Now, let me introduce my guests for today. We have two guests today. First up, we have Ms. Diane Mooney. And in 2001, Diane was the Vice President of New Business Development at Southern Living at Home in Birmingham, Alabama. And that is a company that's part of Southern Progress Corporation and Time, Inc. And she began working with the Women's Fund of Greater Birmingham, and that's when she launched Cut It Out. It was initially a statewide initiative, and it was dedicated to mobilizing salon professionals to recognize the signs of domestic abuse and to offer them resources for safety. Since then, Cut It Out has gone national, and it has been hailed from coast to coast for their innovative approach, raising the awareness of domestic abuse and getting victims help. Now, on their website, Cut It Out states, "Our investment in breaking the cycle of violence has been tremendously rewarding as more and more salon professionals are becoming equipped with information and skills to recognize and refer clients to resources for help. Our goal is to expand every salon and cosmetology school in the country, to expand to every salon and cosmetology school in the country in order to raise awareness of domestic violence and to spread the word that there's no excuse for abuse." That's fantastic. And I'm also speaking with Christine Kaufman, and she is an educator from the Lancaster, Pennsylvania Empire Beauty School, which is part of the Empire Education Group. And the Empire Education Group is the nation's largest system of corporate-owned cosmetology schools. And Lancaster, PA was the first beauty school to implement the Cut It Out curriculum. Empire launched an Empire Gives Back program to support Cut It Out, and they aim to eventually teach more than 11,000 students per year about domestic violence and how to recognize and respond when clients are suffering from abuse. They've worked with the U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Office on Violence Against Women, and their website states, "Each of our 87 schools will be raising money, supporting women's shelters, and helping women learn how to get the help they need." Diane and Christine, welcome to Crime Prevention 101.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Diane, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Tell me how you came up with the idea for Cut It Out.
Well, at the Women's Fund of Greater Birmingham, we were trying to really make a difference on the landscape. And so we convened a group of people on the front lines of domestic violence, people from shelters, from the state coalition, and we said, what's not happening? How can we really be innovative and impactful with our work? And they all said, go to the salon. That's where women talk about their deepest and sometimes darkest secrets. And somehow that salon is an environment of trust that's built up over time. It's an environment where people feel comfortable and safe. And so often before Cut It Out, salon professionals would hear these stories and be so frustrated because they couldn't do anything about it. And now with the tools that we've provided, through Cut It Out, a salon professional can spot those signs of violence that sometimes change happens over time, and the salon professional can see the changes in the client. And so we have provided resources for them to recognize and respond by referring them to the National Domestic Violence Hotline for help. So it's a really exciting program that I know is saving lives.
That's a hugely exciting program. I'm going to ask you more about those resources very shortly, but I'm just flabbergasted because, you know, so many people ask me, you know, what can I do? And I never would have thought of salons. And you're just absolutely correct. Of course,
Well, we went to the source. We went to the people who serve on the front lines, who are so frustrated with the lack of resources and the lack of help, and they were the ones who told us.
Fantastic. And I'm the whole gist of this show that I'm aiming at is to inspire other groups that may have a similar handle on what's happening to maybe work with you guys and expand it. You know, maybe nail salons. You know, who knows?
Wonderful.
All right, now, originally you were just a local program in Alabama. How did you become a national nonprofit?
Well, I had the privilege of being in charge, the leader of Southern Living at Home, and which is a direct sales company, and every direct sales company needs a philanthropy. And so I just envisioned a much larger scope for what I knew was already impacting women in Alabama. I thought, everybody wants to leave a legacy. Everybody wants to make a difference. And I thought, wow, if we could just take it national. And so we partnered with the National Cosmetology Association, and they helped us launch this program nationally. Southern Living at Home is now pretty much the major funder, but we're so happy to have Empire Beauty Schools embrace this because they're now educating the next level. So basically the funding for all the resources was from Southern Living at Home, and now we have other partners such as Empire, and believe me, the scope of the cosmetology school environment, 11,000 students is no small thing. This is exciting.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I actually found somewhere that there are 300,000 salons in America and 3,000 cosmetology schools. So this is very exciting to think that this could be spreading all over the place.
Yes, and Empire is leading the way. I'm a real advocate for Empire. Empire is leading the way, and other cosmetology schools happily are joining as well. Everybody recognizes this problem, and I believe that the phenomenon of domestic abuse is pretty much in the ranks of students of cosmetology as well. I mean, we're training also to hopefully empower the cosmetology student herself or himself to look at her own life, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you're actually touching the lives of people who may need the services of domestic violence hotlines and stuff like that as well.
On the inside as well as the outside, yes.
Now, Cut It Out is now about 5 years old. How many salons are participating, and how many salon professionals have been educated in the Cut It Out program so far?
Yeah, I think to date we've educated almost 40,000 salon professionals, and we've done this in many ways. But now you must understand that this is a whole new thing with the beauty schools. I mean, with Empire coming in, with their incredible resources and their 87 Empire schools. So we have a lot more learning to do. We've distributed over 400,000 posters. We've pretty much papered the restrooms of salons with posters with the National Domestic Violence Hotline number on it and the statement, "There's no excuse for abuse." We also have given away millions of safety cards that a victim can put in her shoe so that the perpetrator can't find it in her purse. This has warning signs and pretty much what to do.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. All right, Diane, we're coming up on a break. So let's just hold that thought. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. Everybody out there, don't touch your mouth. If there's a dial anywhere near you, don't touch your dial.
News. Opinion. Hear me. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
After more than 17 years' experience teaching safety skills to thousands of women and men, crime prevention and personal safety expert Susan Bartlestone concluded that by thinking and responding quickly, ideally within 20 seconds, potentially violent criminal encounters can be prevented. Using techniques from many different disciplines and illustrated by 60 real-life examples and success stories, Susan shows how it's done in her new book, Think Fast and Prevent a Violent Crime, how to respond to danger in 20 seconds or less. Check out www.fightsafe.com for more information. You'll also find information there on Susan's upcoming Crime Prevention 101 personal safety teleseminars. Think fast, talk fast, fight smart, which stress the many opportunities you have to deter or defuse a criminal encounter and how to use your brains instead of your muscles in a fight. Look for the new book information or sign up for Susan Bartlestone's personal safety seminars at www.fightsafe.com today.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone. We invite you to share your stories, tips, or suggestions for topics you'd like us to cover, and Susan will address some of these on future shows. Send your story or idea to solutions at fightsafe.com. That email address again is solutions at fightsafe.com. Now back to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone.
And welcome back, everybody, to Crime Prevention 101. And I'm talking with Diane Mooney from the Cut It Out program, and very shortly to be talking to Christine Kaufman from the Empire Education Group, Cosmetology Schools. We were talking about the fact that nearly 40,000 salon professionals are participating in the Cut It Out program to date. Yes. And I know you have participant salons in all 50 states.
That's correct.
And I understand that there may be a Cut It Out in Australia.
That's exactly right. Yes, there was a newspaper article about, they've taken it on in Australia, which suggests that they have some sort of hotline number there as well, because that's critical in this. You have to give the victim some resource for help.
That's right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, mm-hmm. As we know, domestic violence is a worldwide social epidemic. So I'd like to see Cut It Outs all over the world, as you probably would as well.
I would too. But, I was talking with someone from Mexico, and they were saying, there's no translation for domestic violence in Mexico. There are not the resources in Mexico that there are here. So there's a long way to go in some of these third world countries for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get ourselves all cleaned up here, and I'm willing to go anywhere, right?
Exactly.
Now, Diane, one more question I had. Do you have any idea how many victims have called the National Domestic Violence Hotline for help as a result of the Cut It Out program?
I would love to be able to say, yes, I have that number. I know the number is significant. We, however, at the National Hotline number, they don't say exactly how did you find out about us. A lot of times these women are in crisis. Mm-hmm. I would venture to say hundreds and hundreds of women, if not thousands. I wish I could be specific, but it's such a confidential issue, and they're so well trained on the hotline phone, which, by the way, is both in Spanish and in English.
Mm-hmm.
They don't gather that data for us, but I'm confident that over these 5 years, we have saved countless lives.
Well, I would bet that's true also.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Now, Christine, waiting patiently here. Cut It Out has some amazing supporters and partners, as Diane said, and especially the Empire Education Group. Now, you're from the Lancaster, PA school, which I understand is the first school to actually implement the Cut It Out program. How did your school get involved with Cut It Out, and how did the program get started?
Through the U.S. Department of Justice, and also, as you mentioned before, that U.S. Attorney General of Eastern Pennsylvania actually approached the Empire Education Group to try and put a combined initiative together to spread the word and get that out there to empower those women with hope for the future. We did, getting started, a press conference. We were the first ones to hold a press conference at the school with the U.S. Attorney General of Eastern Pennsylvania, and the local TV stations came, and our local shelter for domestic violence services of Lancaster County. And we actually went through a little bit of a training session just to try and get it jump-started and start spreading the word.
That's fantastic. Now, how many Empire schools are in implementing the curriculum at this point?
We are implementing them in several right now. We are still, for the future, looking at implementing it in all of our 87 schools. Right now in our school, we have 84 students which are participating in it. So we are looking to take it company-wide, where there will be, in the, you know, region of 11,000, 12,000 students that will be going through all of the training in our 87 schools countrywide.
So you're actually the pilot program right now?
Yes. Yes, we are.
How many are in your school?
We have 84 students in our school.
Fantastic. Now, tell me a little bit about what's involved in the program and who does the teaching and all of that. I know you're one of the teachers. Are you the only teacher?
No, we have several staff members at our school. So we have been through training with our local adopted shelter.
Mm-hmm.
They actually come in and do a two-hour presentation of showing a video, which is very, very impactful. And it actually shows children on 911 calls and hearing their mother, you know, their loved one in the background that is being abused. So it is a very big impact. So they actually go through that training of 2 hours with our local domestic violence shelter to be trained.
Okay, now let me open this question up to either one of you. What are the signs of domestic violence that the stylists are being trained to recognize? And I think this is something that's going to be of interest to all of my listeners here, because you could be looking at somebody who's in that situation, and I want you to know what to look for. So let me try
that. This is Diane.
Diane, is that you?
Yes, and I know that the program teaches that the victim will experience controlling and manipulative behavior and mood swings that are unpredictable. And very often the perpetrator will isolate the victim from family and friends. He'll use force. He'll be verbally abusive. But, you know, there are subtle signs as well. And, you know, sometimes a relationship that is just too much too soon. Initially, it seems like he's the answer to your prayers. But bit by bit, he takes over different areas of the victim's life. He isolates his victim from friends and family, as I mentioned, controls the finances, all your comings and goings. And he leads you to believe that you cannot live without him. The cycle gets shorter and the consequences more severe.
And I also imagine, guys, that just from a hairstylist's point of view, if you start seeing bald spots,
yes, physical,
you know, from physical bald spots, because you may not know that a man is verbally abusive or controlling, unless your client in sitting in your chair confides in you about that. But you might very well see things happening with the hair that seem unusual, or Christine, what maybe you would answer this. What else would they physically look for that they might spot while someone is sitting in your chair and you're doing their hair? Do you deal with that at all in the curriculum?
Some of the signs are the visual signs. Hair loss in different parts of the head that normally are not there. Also, you can have someone sitting in your chair and they're calm and collective, and all of a sudden there's an outburst. So some of those are the signs. Being very timid and quiet, and your stylist asks, you know, what would you like to do today with your hair, your makeup, that type of thing. And some are a little bit more timid to answer because they know from that abuse they're really not allowed to answer. So sometimes you can see the signs that way.
Yeah, there are huge self-esteem issues, as you know. There just can't be anything beautiful about the life of someone who's abused. And so she tends to be very timid with absolutely low self-esteem. And it's just so tragic because so often she thinks it's her fault.
And one of the other things, continually spotting bruises on somebody with sort of lame excuses, I fell down the stairs.
Exactly.
I got the door open. I mean, once or twice, maybe, okay, after that, you gotta raise the red flag up here.
Exactly.
No one's that clumsy that many times.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, Christine or Diane, if one of the stylists sees something that makes her or him, right, suspicious,
yes,
what are you telling them to do?
Well, this is Diane. I'll start. Well, first of all, that it's not her fault. She's not alone, and help is available. The salon professional is never encouraged to counsel them in any way, but to leave that to the professionals at the domestic violence at the hotline number, and certainly at the shelter. Their goal is to recognize, respond, and refer.
Absolutely.
So it just might be as simple as, listen, I have something you might want to put in your shoe or something
it's
like that.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Help
and then you
is
would
available.
And then you would give them a resource card or something.
Yes, absolutely. We have the safety cards, and I know that millions of women, thankfully, have them.
And this is Christine, if I just may. Yeah, we do not come right out and say, oh, my, you know, it isn't their fault. And there is help out there. And hopefully just by saying those words, they might open up a little bit more and maybe shyly just ask on the side, you know, if they have, you know, a card or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely don't want to come out and make a big issue of it because that's going to make them more introverted.
Yes.
Now, it's kind of a delicate thing.
Yes, you do have to proceed delicately because a lot of people are really too, you know, as you say, frightened, and it's a tricky issue.
May I say, go ahead.
Yes. No, go ahead.
All right, I just wanted to say and make sure your listeners know that domestic abuse is found in homes all across the spectrum of cultures and socioeconomic strata. You know, fine, upstanding citizens abuse, and they can be actively involved in very violent behavior behind closed doors. And so don't think it's not happening in your neighborhood. It is. You know that 4 women will be killed every day, today, at the hands of someone who claims to love her. The statistics are very, very sobering and very grim. And we're shining light in the darkness, as some That's the way I think, and in homes all across America.
That's an extremely good point, and I hope that that the high end salons are as willing to embrace the cut it out program as salons in maybe areas where you might be more likely to think that domestic abuse is going on. It's across the economic and social spectrum.
Yes, and also you must know that it affects the children terribly because they're in a cycle of violence, which so often moves on to the next generation. We have to break the cycle of abuse, which is about power and control over another person.
Absolutely. All right, now, guys, we're coming up on a break.
Okay.
So I'm going to let's take our break now and come back, and I've got a lot more questions. So, everybody, stay tuned.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com. After more than 17 years' experience teaching safety skills to thousands of women and men, crime prevention and personal safety expert Susan Bartlestone concluded that by thinking and responding quickly, ideally within 20 seconds, potentially violent criminal encounters can be prevented. Using techniques from many different disciplines and illustrated by 60 real-life examples and success stories, Susan shows how it's done in her new book, Think Fast and Prevent a Violent Crime, how to respond to danger in 20 seconds or less. Check out www.fightsafe.com for more information. You'll also find information there on Susan's upcoming Crime Prevention 101 personal safety teleseminars. Think fast, talk fast, fight smart, which stress the many opportunities you have to deter or defuse a criminal encounter and how to use your brains instead of your muscles in a fight. Look for the new book information or sign up for Susan Bartlestone's personal safety seminars at www.fightsafe.com today. Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone. We invite you to share your stories, tips, or suggestions for topics you'd like us to cover, and Susan will address some of these on future shows. Send your story or idea to solutions@fightsafe.com. That email address again is solutions@fightsafe.com. Now back to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone.
And welcome back, everybody. And I'm talking today with Diane Mooney from the Cut It Out program and with Christine Kaufman from the Empire Education Group Cosmetology Schools. Now, Christine, I want to ask you how the students that you have trained so far, how have they responded to this program? And have you gotten much feedback so far?
We have gotten a lot of feedback from the students. It has been nothing but positive response. The students can actually relate and in turn relate to their guests a little bit better. They have volunteered their time. We've done bake sales here to help raise money for our local shelter. We've done a National Day of Beauty.
Now, I was just going to ask you about that. Would you talk a little bit about what that is?
The National Day of Beauty?
Uh-huh.
The National Day of Beauty is Empire Education Group-wide, countrywide, in all of our schools, where it is our fundraiser that we raise money for a specific charity or towards a specific organization. I believe this was our fourth year that we did the National Day of Beauty. In the past, we have done the kids piece, which is adolescents and children needing help, this year we had decided to do the Cut It Out program.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the schools open on a particular Saturday, and all of the proceeds that we raise that day go towards that organization and go for that organization.
That's amazing. Do you have any figures at all? I mean, I want to put you on the spot of how much was raised, or because I know you're a big organization.
I don't think they've put all of the money that was raised this past Saturday that we did this. I know last year we ended up raising over $223,000. So I'm sure with the response that we had in our school, it is a great cause, and the students seem to connect to it a little bit more because it is out there, and it's making them realize, wow, you know, there is somebody that near me or a loved one or a friend that, yeah, maybe they are, and they're not talking about it. So I really think it's opened their eyes, and they have really participated in making it a success. I know just in our school, we raised over $1,100.
That's fantastic. And I also, and you're talking about low self-esteem, and especially for women in shelters, I think the whole idea of being beautiful and I think that is just such an amazing thing that can be done to help these people that are in this situation. I love that idea very, very much.
Well, the shelters, this is Diane, the shelters are just in desperate need of not only, just personal care items, but clothing. And if you want to feel good about how you can help, get help to your local shelters. They have such little funding for such an enormous job. So the fact that Empire Beauty Schools are donating at a very grassroots level to support their local shelters is so important to these shelters that so often operate on a shoestring. And also, you know, these women are worthy of love and support, and they haven't felt that in their homes. So it's a whole new thing for them to come to know that they're worthy of goodness and support and love and esteem. They're worthy. And you and your listeners can help make that happen.
Absolutely.
I would love, you know, to be more involved with this. And I don't think I have ever seen, I'm not that I go to that many salons. I've been to maybe, three or four. I haven't seen Cut It Out literature there, and
talk to them. Say, go to cutitout.org and find out how you can get involved. I think it's up to us to do a little word of mouth on this.
That is,
because you know, you can save a life doing this. There is no doubt about it.
This is Christine.
That is actually one of the reasons that I wanted to do this program. Because the wonderful thing about the format is that all these programs are going to be archived, and I can just start emailing them out to different salons, links to the program.
Great.
And
one thing that we are doing locally is trying to get our local salons involved also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying. And here in New York, honestly, I mean, maybe no one felt I needed it, but I didn't see any posters or anything in the ladies' room, and I really would, I want this program to be helpful. You know, this can be useful in getting the word out there. The more media and the more press, obviously, that you have, is going to be what's going to get this out. I'd like to see, like I said, nail salons. I'd like to see massage schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think these are some of the support services that can be used in shelters as well. I think this, the idea for Cut It Out can just be expanded in so many directions, and it's just a perfect example of what individuals can do to help out. It doesn't have to come always from the government and so forth.
So true, so true. And, you know, we think of the salon as like the salon professional as a gatekeeper to the community. And there's so many other venues where
you know, just talking about it. That's what domestic violence needs, as well as money and funding. And but it's people being willing to talk about it so that it's out of the closet. In my view, it's almost like getting sunlight and disinfecting a very dark and serious disease in our culture. And it's kind of like nobody talked about breast cancer 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's talks about breast cancer. Now, let's talk about domestic violence. Let's talk about it and its prevalence in all cultures and what it does to the children and what it does to the rate of crime in our country.
That was another question, in fact, that I had for you there. Let me just hold that thought. We're coming up to our last break, and the crime rate and domestic violence, there might be a connection there. Let's talk about that. So everybody, just stay tuned. We're going to be coming right back.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
After more than 17 years' experience teaching safety skills to thousands of women and men, crime prevention and personal safety expert Susan Bartlestone concluded that by thinking and responding quickly, ideally within 20 seconds, potentially violent criminal encounters can be prevented. Using techniques from many different disciplines and illustrated by 60 real-life examples and success stories, Susan shows how it's done in her new book, Think Fast and Prevent a Violent Crime, How to Respond to Danger in 20 Seconds or Less. Check out www.fightsafe.com for more information. You'll also find information there on Susan's upcoming Crime Prevention 101 personal safety teleseminars. Think fast, talk fast, fight smart, which stress the many opportunities you have to deter or defuse a criminal encounter and how to use your brains instead of your muscles in a fight. Look for the new book information or sign up for Susan Bartlestone's personal safety seminars at www.fightsafe.com today.
News. Opinion. Hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone. We invite you to share your stories, tips, or suggestions for topics you'd like us to cover, and Susan will address some of these on future shows. Send your story or idea to solutions@fightsafe.com. That email address again is solutions@fightsafe.com. Now back to Crime Prevention 101 with Susan Bartlestone.
And welcome back again, everybody. We're coming to the final segment of Crime Prevention 101. We're talking about the Cut It Out program. And I'm here with Diane Mooney from Cut It Out and with Christine Kaufman from the Empire Education Group, Cosmetology Schools. Before the break, we were talking about the relationship between crime and domestic abuse. And Diane, how do you think one affects the other?
Well, I really believe that when a child grows up in a violent household, violence is what the child knows. And I heard a statistic not long ago that 70% of children who grow up in an abusive home are also abused. But I have to believe it's 100%. Mm. Because you act, you behave as you learn in your home. And, domestic violence is criminal behavior, and we've got to hold the perpetrators accountable. And I believe that if you rid the culture of domestic violence and have a loving, supportive home, I mean, this is the great fantasy, which I hope can come true. If you're living in a home that's full of love and affirmation, crime is history. because you will act out what you know, and you will act out criminal behavior if you grow up in an abusive home, very often linked to substance abuse. It's just what you know. It's a cycle that repeats itself unless it's broken.
Absolutely. Now, Diane, what can my listeners do to support Cut It Out? Let's tell them again.
All right. Well, www.cutitout.org, which is linked to empiregivesback.com, they could support by donating to help produce these important materials, these educational materials. And also, you could order posters for your salons and safety cards for your salons.
Yes.
And help them be involved with the program, if only to display this material to help their clients.
Talk to your salons, absolutely. That is one of the best things you can take away from this program. Let's spread Cut It Out all over the place.
And talk, you know, and if you know someone in an abusive situation, send them to cutitout.org, and you can learn how to create a safety plan to get out of the relationship. We know it's a difficult subject, but it needs exposure. It needs to be talked about.
And we all need to be involved with it. Otherwise, it just keeps growing and growing.
We've got
and
it.
You say we've got to stop it now because the next generation, otherwise we're going to lose them too.
Exactly.
Okay, Christina, any last comments? I'd like to get an idea of some of the plans or directions that Empire's goals for the future in terms of the domestic violence issue and Cut It Out.
I know just for our school, we are planning a night of beauty for the women that are in the shelter for them to come in and have services done at no charge. We're also going to have a little party for their children around Thanksgiving. We're also going to put together some food baskets. And around Christmas, have a toy drive, food and clothing drive for those local shelters. We are trying to work with our local salons, too, to try and get the word out there. Company-wide, we are putting together complimentary vouchers for haircuts for all the local adopted shelters. They're also putting together an education program to provide financial aid for those women in the shelters to actually attend school to improve their lives and provide some financial aid for that.
That is fantastic, and I do expect that all 87 schools, as promised,
absolutely
will soon enough.
We are rolling with those training sessions in all of the schools, doing some additional fundraisers for that, for local shelters. Just spread the word.
And for you out there listening, there are 3,000 cosmetology schools. We want Cut It Out in every one of those schools.
Absolutely.
All right,
you
hear that?
You got it, Susan.
Christine, Diane, thank you so very, very much for being on the show with me today and talking about what people can do on a grassroots level and how it can grow from there. I'm so thrilled to have had you.
Thank you, Susan.
And for my listeners out there, just a couple of things that you can do that we may not have already touched on. And I've got this little sheet, what you can do, that I'm going to be posting on my DearSafetySolutions.com website. And I got these suggestions from a newsletter called DefendYourself.org. And it's www.defendyourself.org. And they gave a whole lot of interesting suggestions, just a few I want to read you. Number one, you can check on a friend or a coworker, a relative or neighbor or anyone whose relationship concerns you. And again, like we've been talking today, let them know that they are not alone and that there is help available if they want it. And I'm going to have all those websites on my own website, DearSafetySolutions.com. You'll have information to give these people. Talk to a teen, that's number two, about what you think makes a healthy relationship. And there's a great curriculum called loveisnotabuse.com. You can find some pointers on what to say to those teens about healthy relationships. Make sure you go to your local salon and tell them about the Cut It Out program. Get them to look into getting the literature and everything there and coming on board with it. Number four, you can ask your clergyman to speak out publicly about this abuse. And there's an organization called FaithTrustInstitute.org that you can get information on how to go to your clergyman with this. You can encourage young men and boys in your life to respect women and to be allies. And there's a great website, mencanstoprape.org, where you're going to find all sorts of helpful literature and information on how to approach the men and the boys in your life. You also want to examine your own relationships. And there's a quiz. It's a very long link. It's in the safety tip. But you got to maybe ask yourself some questions. Also, you want to ask if your employer has a policy for supporting women in abusive relationships and keeping the workplace safe. And you can get information about this website called endabuse.org/workplace. You can invite a speaker to your workplace, to your book group, to your neighborhood association, your religious congregation, your PTA, and there's a whole list of speakers. Here are just a couple. WeaveInCorp.org. BreakTheCycle.org, aimed at teens and adults. These provide speakers. Men Can Stop Rape, great speakers. And I did a wonderful program with the Men Can Stop Rape, the executive director. It's in the archives there. You can find it. And, of course, you can volunteer at a shelter or a social service organization that supports domestic violence shelters or does domestic violence awareness work. And, of course, you can donate to an organization like Cut It Out. So this tip sheet is going to be on my DearSafetySolutions.com website. We're winding down the show. I want to just make sure everybody knows, as I always say, no absolutes exist in a crime scenario. No advice can address every variable. Each situation has to be evaluated individually and responded to in the way that you instinctively judge best. And it is my aim on this radio show to provide you with the information and the options that will help you make that instinctive assessment quickly. For those survivors out there, I'd like to say, as I do on each show, if you're already a survivor of the kind of crime that we're talking about today or any other crime, just remember, nothing that happened was your fault. Even if you think that you used bad judgment in a situation and left yourself vulnerable, that is never an excuse for a crime or for violence. Please call yourself a survivor, not a victim, and understand that, you know, with the proper help, you can put what happened in perspective and get on with your life. And that's what I wish for you. Also, if you'd like to hear any past episodes of Crime Prevention 101, just go to my host page on the VoiceAmerica.com website. All my past shows are archived there. And you can also go directly. I've set up a link, www.crimeprevention101.com, and that will take you directly to my radio show host page. Now, I've posted show notes for each episode on my DearSafetySolutions.com website. So if you go to the show notes for today's program, I've got links to the Cut It Out website, www.cutitout.org, but it's right there. I've also got links to the Empire Education Group, and that's www.empire.edu. I've got a link to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is www.ndvh.org. Don't forget to go to the Safety Tips page on DearSexySolutions.com. I've got my Domestic Violence What You Can Do tip sheet. Got my Halloween Safety Tip sheets. Don't forget to email if you've got any questions or comments. You've got a concern you'd like me to help you with. Solutions@fightsafe.com. That's where to reach me. Got some amazing shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. Director of Department of Justice, Violence Against Women, Office of Violence Against Women is coming up. Got a show, wonderful show, Healing with through Creativity and the Arts. Got some crime prevention experts you're not going to want to miss. You know what? It'd be a crime not to listen to any of these shows. So stay tuned and stay safe.
We hope you got some useful information and inspiration this week on Crime Prevention 101. Susan Bartlestone invites you to join us again next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time here on Voice America. Have a great weekend and a safe weekend.